So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. John 21:11.
This is Deacon Ambrose of St. Paisios, Yuma, Arizona, and you're listening to the 1x3 on Ancient Faith Radio, where we play the top 10, the middle 20, and the bottom 30.
Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we hear a story of what might be called the true measure of kinship. I would like to focus on this scripture. Which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And the lawyer said to him, the one who showed mercy on him. The main point that I'd like to make is this. For blood brothers, born of blood, God is only the creator. But for spiritual brothers, born out of compassion, God is Father. You may have heard this phrase many times before. Blood is thicker than water. And maybe we don't even know what that means, but we kind of like how it sounds and we say it. Or maybe we think blood relationships are thicker than water, all right, or thicker than other relationships. But St. Nikolai is indicating to us the opposite. And if we knew the full phrase and how it is understood, we would understand the opposite too. We hear blood is thicker than water. Let's hear the whole phrase. The blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. This is the whole phrase. And it's reduced to this little contraction. Blood is thicker than water, and we don't understand what it means. The blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. For blood brothers born of God, God is only the creator. But for spiritual brethren who drink from the blood of the covenant, born of compassion in the water of baptism, God is our Father. This story has power in and of itself to move us to compassion. Seeing that two men walked on the other side and left the man beside the road, and this Samaritan comes and shows compassion. But the story is more than that. It has a deeper meaning. It has what we might call an allegorical meaning. Saint Nikolai, in his commentary on this, goes through these things. He says, who is my neighbor? Jesus answered, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. And so, what does this Jerusalem refer to? The Jerusalem is like heaven, the heavenly abode. Jericho signifies the Vale of Tears and the Valley of Death. The thieves are the evil spirits in our life, the innumerable servants of Satan. The priest signifies the law of Moses. The Levite signifies the prophets, both of whom were able to see what was wrong and to point out what was wrong and to call people to repentance, but weren't able to heal, ultimately, like Jesus did. The law of Moses only saw humanity as a very sick man, and seeing him, passed by on the other side. The prophets not only saw the sick man, but went up to the sick man, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan comes. So who is the Samaritan? I would like to back up a little bit and recall the story of the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, in which there was a woman caught in adultery, and Jesus came up, and you remember the story. He turned to the Pharisees and the scribes, and he says, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And they all dropped their stones, and he said to her, "Where are your accusers? There are none. Go, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." They were still there, and they were watching. And after that incident, they engaged in a conversation with him. The Jew, they were talking back and forth, and the Jews said to him, "Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" In other words, we don't like Samaritans. Samaritans are half Jews, and we're prejudiced against them. "You're a Samaritan, and you have a devil, and you're doing what you do by the power of the devil." Jesus said, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." So Jesus said that he did not have a devil, but he did not say, "I'm not a Samaritan." He was a Jew, but it's almost like he takes it, because I'm for everybody. Yeah, I'm a Jew, I'm a Samaritan, I'm everybody. And I think it's somewhat ironic that then now he tells a story, and what does he call himself in the story? The Good Samaritan. He calls himself a Samaritan. Like, that's what you want to think of me? That what you want to call? Okay, here's the reality. And so this parable, I'm sure, really stung them. Not only because it was true, because he took that, basically, that racial slur and flipped it and became the good guy in the story.
The 153 is a regular podcast of the Antiochian Archdiocese Department of Missions and Evangelism. You may contact the department at 153@ancientfaith.com. That's the numbers 153@ancientfaith.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.